where we waited. In a whisper that did not carry 3 feet, he told me, "There are prisoners in a pen to the left there. Daglian, several hundred." I turned that over in my mind. How could I use them? There was potential for a diversion there, but I did not need one. "Did you talk to them?" "No. They might have given us away." "Yes, we'll stick to the mission." Narayan went ahead. He found us another lurking place. I began to sense Shadow Spinner's nearness. He did not radiate much energy for a power of his magnitude. Till then, I had been sure only that he was in the camp.
"Over there."
"The big tent?" Narayan asked.
"I think." We moved closer. I saw that Shadow Spinner felt no need for guards. Maybe he thought he was his own best guard. Maybe he did not want anyone that close while he was asleep. We crouched in a pool of darkness a dozen feet from the tent. One fire burned on its far side. No light came from within. I eased my blade out of its scabbard. "Blade, swan, ram, be ready to cover us if something goes wrong."
Hell, if anything went wrong, we were dead, and we all knew it.
"Mistress!" Ram protested. His voice threatened to rise. "Stay put, Ram, and don't give me an argument." We'd had the argument already. He did not give up. I moved forward. Narayan and his armholders drifted with me. So did the smell of fear. I paused 2 feet from the tent, drew my blade down the canvas. It cut without a whisper. An armholder widened the slash enough for Narayan to slip through. The other followed. I went next, then the first armholder. It was dark in there. Narayan held us in place with a touch. He was a patient hunter, more so than I could have been in his place, knowing the moon was about to rise and rape away the darkness. Its foreglow had been visible as we'd approached the tent. Narayan started moving, slowly, certainly, disturbing nothing. His armholders were as good as he. I could not hear their breathing. I had to rely on extraordinary senses to keep from stumbling over things. I felt the Shadow Master's presence, but could not pin it down. Narayan seemed to know where to go. There had to be hangings ahead. No light from the fire outside reached us. How I wished for some light. Light I got, unexpectedly. Just enough light to unveil the awful truth. Shadow Spinner was off to our left, seated in the lotus position, watching us through a grim beast mask. "Welcome," he said. His voice was like a snake's hiss. It was feeble. It barely carried. "I've been waiting." The shadows had not been fooled after all. He guessed my thoughts. "Not the shadows, Dorothea Senjak. I know how you think. Soon I shall know all that is inside your head, you arrogant bitch. You thought you could take me with 3 unarmed men and a sword?" I said nothing. There was nothing to say. Narayan started to move. I gestured slightly, a strangler signal. He froze. There was a chance if Shadow Spinner truly believed these men unarmed. Then I spoke. "If you think you know me, then you don't know me at all." I wanted him closer. I wanted him where Narayan could reach him. "Dark Mother, Mother Kina, listen, thy daughter